The 2017 NFL Scouting Combine rolls on here in Indianapolis. It's our buddy Pete Prisco at Prisco CBS, a dynamite follow on Twitter. Pete's with CBS Sports. I was looking for a storyline to talk to you about that wasn't Adrian Peterson related because, you know, everyone has been talking about that and we need to eventually move on. I think I found one or two from Coach Zimmer today, but I want to hear what your thoughts are.
On Adrian Peterson?
No, on something else.
Oh, because I was going to say on Adrian Peterson, look, the Vikings are making the right decision on Adrian Peterson. This is not a league where you pay running backs, aging running backs particularly. So, look, this is a deep draft. If you're the Vikings, you can get a running back in this draft easily. Easily.
All right, so to move past that issue, one thing Coach Zim said today that I liked is we're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. And what he was talking about is we know that we want to get better on offense, but it's not going to be at the expense of our defense. We're still going to work on things defensively to get better in that area. What do you think about that, and what areas do you think that could be?
Well, I mean, if you look at their defense, it kind of second half of the season, it wasn't as good, and I think that had to do with the offense. So I disagree with them. I would put money into the offense. I think they have to get better offensively. They have to get that line better. I mean, to me, if you can't even allow your quarterback to get back into the pocket and throw the ball, everything's got to come out quick, then you got a problem. So I think first and foremost that you fix the offensive line. I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about. What's wrong with their defense? Maybe, I mean, the interior of the defensive line solid. The linebackers are good. The corners are good.
No, what he's saying is we're not going to ignore or neglect the defense. No. We're going to still work on that.
Nor should you. You should always – I mean, that's who he is. He's a defensive guy. Of course he's going to build on the defense. That makes sense, but they better spend some money on offenses.
And I think they probably will. When you look at – we're here at the Combine. Everyone thinks about the draft. But free agency is going to come first. So when you look at some of the pending free agents, is there anyone that stands out to you offensively that maybe for the Vikings it might work?
What about Whitworth? I mean, you know what? Mike Zimmer knows Andrew Whitworth. He was with him in Cincinnati. And Whitworth, you know, look, he's comfortable in Cincinnati. But Andrew Whitworth is still playing at a high level. What's he want? Does he want to leave Cincinnati? Who knows? Maybe he wants to go to a team that he thinks is a better fit for him. If I were them, I would take a run at Andrew Whitworth. I mean, look, Khalil's an unrestricted free agent. That's something they got to decide on what they're going to do with him. I know most Viking fans probably think he should go, right? I mean, isn't that the consensus pretty much?
Well, maybe, but then, you know, halfway through the season, I think everyone wishes that he was in the lineup.
Right. You know, you never know how good a player is until he's not there, okay? So I think Whitworth would be a good fit for them.
Stylistically on offense, what do you think would be good for the Vikings, given – what is going to be in place? Pat Shermer is going to be the coordinator and the play caller. Sam Bradford is going to be the quarterback. And then, you know, Diggs, Rudy, Thielen, et al. Stylistically, what would be good for the Vikings?
Well, I think, you know, the way they want to get the ball out, that's what they want to do. Bing, 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 get the ball out, quick throws. But they got to get better running the football. I mean, that's the first and foremost. You can't. It's easy to want to do things in the passing game. And I'm not a running back guy, but you got to be able to run the football when you need to run the football. The Vikings couldn't run the football when they needed to run the football, and that's a problem. So I think you got to get stronger on your offensive line. You got to get a feature back. And, again, this class is 15 deep at running back. I mean, you got Hunt kid from Toledo. You got Clement from Wisconsin. These guys are down the line guys that are going to be players in the NFL. So I think that's what they have to do.
Last thing for Pete, the NFC North. Going into 15, everyone gave it to Green Bay. The Vikings won the division. Going into 16, everyone was on the Vikings. Green Bay wins the division. This year, everyone will be on Green Bay again. But do you view it as a division that is winnable for another team in the North, or do you think it's the Packers' division?
No, and I picked Green Bay last year, too. I think Green Bay, because they have Aaron Rodgers, is the team to beat every year. And until he's not there, they're not the team to beat. And now, that doesn't mean it can't happen. We've seen Minnesota do it before. But they got to get better as a football team if they're going to beat that team with that guy.
Thanks a lot for your time, Pete. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter, @PriscoCBS, and follow the Vikings and Vikings.com for more Combine coverage.